Today is the triumph of Orthodoxy. And historically, that's when the icons were glorified, when we said that emphatically in the Seventh Ecumenical Council that indeed we can venerate icons because Jesus Christ became man, because he, the image of the Father, became a human being. So now we can see the image of God and we can become like God because he became like us. That's what icons teach us. But even though we call it the triumph of Orthodoxy, for up to 100 years or even more, there was still persecution of those who venerated the icons. Persecution that included being put in jail, being tortured. Where's the triumph of Orthodoxy then if we say that the icons are restored and yet somewhere in the empire somewhere people are being tortured and put to death because of it? Where is the triumph of Orthodoxy? What is the triumph of Orthodoxy? It's not that the icons were restored. It is internal. It's in the heart. Now, Father Nicholas and I sometimes talk about what we're going to preach about. Actually, he tells me because I never know what I'm going to preach about until I do it. But he was telling me he wants to talk about some of the politics of the day, the church politics of the day. And it's wretched. It's horrible. It's just fetid. But why are the politics of the day so terrible? And they are. There are bishops that they don't deserve to be bishops. They're proclaiming things that are heretical. They're not teaching the people to be human beings. This is horrible. But if you know history, you know this has happened many, many times. This is not a new occurrence for bishops to be terrible, for priests to be terrible, for people to be terrible. It's a rather common occurrence, actually. It's happening now that there's a lot of unrest in our world, political, and also in our church. There's a lot of things that might be very dark in the future. And what are we to do with them? Well, we're to do the same thing that the Christians did when they were persecuted under Diocletian, or when the icons were persecuted, or any other purge or heresy, or during the Bolshevik Revolution, or any other time. We are to live as human beings, made in the image of God, and to become like God. That is the triumph of Orthodoxy. Now, all the politics and everything, whether it's in our, you know, secular politics or church politics, doesn't matter which one, that has nothing to do with whether or not you, or should have nothing to do, whether or not you have a triumph of Orthodoxy in your heart.